Today is Thursday, July 10th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is Chronic Disease Day. It's also National Pina Colada Day and National Kitten Day. Meow! Man, I have a frog in my throat. Not really a frog. If you hear it, if you hear a ribbit, then come find me. But I do have some, I have some phlegm in my throat. I was okay until I started trying to record, and then it's like, oh my god, phlegm in my throat. And it's not popper throat. You know, I've never had poppers. So it's definitely not popper throat. All right. Let's check and see if we have any contact today. We do. We have some messages. So let's go ahead and take care of those. Mel, I'm a librarian, says, I remember when I studied abroad in the UK and my father came to visit. He almost killed us driving through his first roundabout. I'm not joking. We have roundabouts here, but they have these multiple lane roundabouts with 8 different exits or something. I'm exaggerating, but a lot more than 4, let's say. Because at a typical intersection, you would expect there to be 4 exits. These roundabouts, they don't need 4. They could have 5. They could have 6. They could have more than that. I'm not going to count up the entire whatever. But it was crazy. But the hardest part was just staying in the middle of the lane for me. I kept drifting. I'll talk about it more on the mix because I have a specific thing that I want to talk about. But yeah, I was drifting and going all over the place. But I made it. We are alive. I'm not sure that I want to do it again. I suppose you could get used to it. Of course you could get used to it because millions of people drive on the left all the time because that's what they grew up with. But I'm saying someone who grew up driving on the right, it's hard. It's hard to get used to it. And now that I'm back in the U.S., I'm struggling to drive on the right-hand side. Not struggling, but it's a little weird. It's just I'm about used to it now. Gary in Portland says, since the first of the year, the news networks have been reporting how Newark Airport has had air controller equipment and personnel problems. Well, I tell you, Gary, they had a lot of problems. And we've about decided we don't want to fly out of that area of the country. That northeastern area, because maybe there's just some kind of plague, some kind of problem with the Northeast. I'm not really sure what it is, but yeah, we've about decided. So let's go back to the trip. We're going to speed through this. Hopefully we'll get through the trip by the end of this week. So we missed our day one because of all the delays, et cetera, et cetera. And so we were supposed to do a castle tour and a food tour in Edinburgh. But we couldn't do that. So we got there, we got the car. The line was way too long in Avis because the premium section, which is I'm supposed to go because I'm in the President's Club because of my loyalty points with American Airlines. And it was just this tiny little line over on the side. Not even a good, they didn't even have good signage. It was hard to tell that this was the place for the President's Club members. I couldn't just go to my car like I can in the U.S. I've told you guys a bunch of times, oh, Avis is so great because I can just walk right up to my car and I don't have to talk to anybody. Nope. Had to wait about an hour on the car. Finally got the car. And by then, it was way too late to make any. We thought maybe we would make the food tour. But by the time I had to wait in line for the car, that was it. That ate up all the rest of our time. So 0 tours in Edinburgh. We did not see Edinburgh. We needed to drive to Inverness that night. That was on our plan. This was Sunday night. So we drove to Inverness and we checked into our hotel. The drive was okay. Actually, I was thinking driving on the smaller kind of city streets was going to be easier in the smaller towns. But actually what I found is driving on the highway was easier, because once you get on the highway, driving on the left or right, you could do either one, because double, triple, quadruple lane highways, you're going to be driving all over the place. So sitting where you sit, because I don't know if I talked about this specifically, but anyone who doesn't know, the driver's seat is on the right in European cars. So not only are you driving on the left, but the driver's seat is on the right. It all feels different. It all feels completely different. But driving on the highway was actually easier, because you could drive on the right if you wanted to. And then I was just guessing. I was just making shit up. I was like, you know, in the U.S., passing happens on the left-hand, in the left-hand lane. So I guess probably passing happens in the right-hand lane. So I was just kind of doing what I thought. Anything that would be done on the right-hand side in the U.S., I was doing it on the left-hand side there. And it worked pretty well. And we looked it up, and actually it ends up that most that you do pass on the right in Europe, or any place that they drive on the left, we'll say. So England. I actually don't know what all countries drive on the right and what all countries drive on the left. I'm sure there's a list somewhere, but let's see. List. I'm just going to Google this. How quaint. List of countries that drive on the left. So we've got Bangladesh, Bhutan, Brunei, Hong Kong, India, Japan, Macau, Malaysia, Maldives, Nepal, Pakistan, Singapore, Sri Lanka, Thailand. Well, that's not the full list, because the UK drives on the left as well. I'm just looking here. Well, you know, we haven't talked to Alice in a bit. I wonder if she would even hear me, because I haven't set up the audio. But let's hey, Alice, can you list the countries that drive on the left right now?
Sure. Some of the countries that drive on the left include the UK, Australia, India, Japan, New Zealand, and a bunch of countries in Southern Africa, like South Africa, Namibia, and Botswana. There are a few others scattered around the world as well. If you need a more detailed list, just let me know.
So do they in France, let's say, that they drive on the right?
Yes, in France they do drive on the right side of the road. Most of Europe actually drives on the right, with the UK and Ireland being the main exceptions where they drive on the left.
And Scotland?
Scotland drives on the left as well, just like the rest of the UK. So if you're driving around that, you'll be on the left side of the road.
So I've belabored that topic enough, I think. But yeah, it was a slap in the face. It was a nice drink of water. So we checked into our somewhat dated, but okay, hotel. It wasn't horrible. We had a nice garden view. We had these rooms that were kind of off to themselves, not in the main building. And there was a lovely garden. It's very green in Scotland. I guess it's because of all the rain they get, but it's very green. And so I guess it's also why golf is, or one of the reasons why golf is so popular there, because it's easy to maintain the grass. I don't even know if that's anywhere near a reason for golf to be popular in Scotland. But we had dinner in the restaurant at the hotel. It wasn't very good. I didn't really like it all that much, but that's okay. We had a nice relaxing evening, and then the next day we got up and we went to our Loch Ness cruise. We had a cruise on the Loch Ness. It went through a canal, which I can't remember the name. I want to say Dochgarrick Canal is what I want to say, but I may be wrong. But we went through a canal and we saw a bunch of sights. We saw the castle. We saw this millionaire's castle or bajillionaire's castle and a bunch of other stuff. We did not, however, see the monster, but it was a nice, I don't know, 2-hour cruise. And we had a nice tour guide who came over and talked to each table. Mark and I got a table to ourselves in the inside of the boat. and there were windows all around so we could see everything. So it was nice. And then that night, we did a walking tour of Inverness. So we just kind of walked around. We ate at a nice traditional pub. I get the feeling it was more of a chain restaurant, but it looked very traditional on the inside. And the food there was actually good. We shared. He had some kind of burger and I had a steak and ale pie. And we split them. And I think he had a chicken sandwich or something. But anyway, it doesn't matter. So we shared our food and the steak and ale pie was delicious. I really enjoyed it. Because the sun is shining on the mixer, I can't tell how much time is left. And then we did a walking tour. We're almost out of time. We did a walking tour of Inverness. That was nice. And we bought some magnets and I bought a t-shirt with the Highland cow on it. And that was our Inverness day. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.